In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
Traditions indicating good deeds, to mean vilaya.
Let's catch a glimpse of the traditions which indicate good deeds to mean the vilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and evil indicates enmity towards them.
من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها وهم من فزع يومئذ آمنون.
Whoever brings virtue shall receive a reward better than it, and they shall be secure from terror on that day.
ومن جاء بالسيئة فكبت وجوههم في النار هل تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون.
And whoever brings vice, they shall be cast on their faces into the fire and told, shall you be requited except with what you used to do?
من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى الذين عملوا السيئات إلا ما كانوا يعملون.
Whoever brings virtue shall receive a reward better than it, but whoever brings vice, those who commit misdeeds, shall not be requited except for what they used to do.
The context of this verse is near to that of the earlier verse, and Ibn Mahiyar and Ibn Shara Ashub have stated in Umda and Mustadrak from the Tafsir of Salabi, and from Hilya of Hafiz Abu Noaim, from Abdullahi Jadali that Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam, said to him, do you want that, I should tell you what is that hasana or goodness which a person will come with it on the day of judgment, and will be safe from the difficulties, and fear of that day, and what is that evil with which when a person comes will directly go to hell? He said, yes, please tell us O. Amirul Mu'minin replied that hasana or good is the vilaya of we, Ahlul Bayt, and evil is the hatred and enmity towards us.
Ibn Mahiyar has narrated another, from Ammar Sabati, through reliable chain of narrators. He said that, Ibn Abi Yafur asked Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, the explanation of this verse. Imam replied that, in this verse hasana or good is, to recognize the Imam, and his obedience is the obedience of Allah. And in another tradition, said that hasana is the vilaya of Malana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. It is also related from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, through another reliable chain that, hasana is the vilaya of Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, and evil is the hatred and enmity towards Ali, alayhi salam. The Blessed Sheikh Tusi quotes Ammar Sabati, in Book of Majalis, from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, he said, Allah does not accept the good deeds of a person who has acted by believing in a false and unjust Imam, who is not appointed by Allah. Ibn Abi Yafur said that Allah says, whoever brings good, he shall have better than it. The Holy Quran 27:89. So, how the good deeds will benefit him, who has accepted the vilaya of an unjust and false Imam? Imam replied, do you know, the hasana which Allah has mentioned in this verse, is the recognition, or marfatal Imam, and obeying the true infallible Imam, and the evil is to deny the Imam appointed by Allah. After that, the Imam said, one who comes on the Day of Judgment, with the vilaya of an unjust Imam, not appointed by Allah, and denies the right of we, Ahlul Bayt, Allah would send him directly to hell.
Second verse.
ذلك الذي يبشر الله عباده الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى ومن يقترف حسنة نزد له فيها حسنا إن الله غفور شكور.
That is the good news Allah gives to His servants who have faith and do righteous deeds. Say, I do not ask of you any reward for it, except the affection for my relatives. Whoever performs a good deed, we shall enhance for him its goodness. Indeed, Allah is all-forgiving, all-appreciative.
Salabi and other commentators from the Shia and Bukhari and Omari have narrated from Imam Hassan and Ibn Abbas that, good, refers to the love and vilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Shia and Bukhari scholars have narrated that, Imam Hassan, alayhi salam, signed a peace treaty with Muawiyah, and recited a sermon in which he said, we are the Ahlul Bayt, whose love is incumbent upon every Muslim. As Allah said, say, I do not ask of you any reward for it, but love for my nearest relatives. The Holy Quran 42, 23. And said, and whoever earns good, we give him more of good therein. The Holy Quran 42, 23. The good is the love of us, Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Third verse.
ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم.
Good and evil conduct are not equal. Repel evil with what is best. If you do so, behold, he between whom and you was enmity will be as though he were a sympathetic friend.
It is narrated from Imam Kazim, alayhi salam, that, we are the good, and Bani Umayyah are the evil, because Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, are the source of all goodness, and Bani Umayyah are the source of all evils, which never ends, and which always continues. It is mentioned in other traditions that, good means, dissimulation, taghiyah, and evil means, exposing the secrets of the 12 infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam.
Fourth verse. Then, as for him who gives away, and guards against evil, and accepts the best, we will facilitate for him, the easy end. The Holy Quran 92, 5-9. Commentators say that, those who spend the wealth given by Allah, in the way of Allah, and keep away from disobeying Allah, and verify the good, very soon, we will arrange the means for them, which give ease and peace, so that, they can enter the paradise, and those who are niggardly in the wealth given by Allah, and instead of the bounties of paradise is involved in worldly matters or desires, and falsifies the good, and it is finished, so for them will be created means of difficulties. It means that, he would be put in hell. It has come in many traditions that, good in both places means, the vilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. In the tafsir of Ali ibn Ibrahim, Basairat Darajat and Tavallal Ayat, there is a tradition from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, he said in the explanation of this verse, then as for him who gives away, that, it means that the qams or one-fifth of yearly benefits, given to Ali Muhammad, and guards against evil, that is, to keep away from the Satans, the false and unjust caliphs, and from their love and friendship, and accepts the best, that is, the vilaya and imama of the true imams. Thus, we will facilitate for him the easy end. So that, such a person, when intends to do a good deed, would get it, by the grace of Allah. But, whosoever is niggardly and does not spend in the way of Allah, and due to that, he becomes needless from the friends of Allah, the true 12 infallible Imams, and does not refer to them for the acquisition of knowledge, and rejects the best, and one who falsifies the true 12 infallible Imams. When such a person, whenever he will intend to commit an evil bad deed, he will act on it very fast.
And that person who is more pious, will be soon taken away from hellfire. The Imam said, that pious denotes the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and those who follows him absolutely in words and deeds. Who gives away his wealth, purifying himself. It means the one who gives zakat from his wealth, or spends to purify his soul, and not for showing off, or to make people aware of it. The Imam said that, it refers to Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, who gave zakat while bowing down, roku. And no one has with him any boon, for which he should be rewarded. The Imam said that, it denotes the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has no obligation upon him, whose recompense has to be given, but in fact his obligation is on the whole creation, which is forever. Farat ibn Ibrahim has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, on the verse, and rejects the best. That those who falsify, and do not accept the vilaya of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, we will facilitate for him the difficult end. That is for them is the fire of hell. And his wealth will not avail him, when he perishes. Imam, alayhi salam, said that, after death, no deeds of his, would benefit him. Surely, ours is it, to show the way. The Imam said, the recitation of Ahlul Bayt is in this way. Surely, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali is to show the way. It means Ali and his mastership is guidance. Therefore, I warn you of the fire that flames.
The Imam said that, it means the fire of Qa'im Ali Muhammad, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif, when he will reappear with a sword, and kill 1999 people. None shall enter it, but the unhappiest. Who gives the lie to the truth and turns his back? Imam said that, only those would be put in the fire of Qa'im al-Muhammad who are the most unjust, who deny the truth, and turn away. And away from it, shall be kept the one who guards most against evil. Who gives away his wealth, purifying himself. Imam, alayhi salam, said that, a true believer who imparts knowledge to those deserving it, would be kept away from that fire. It means that those pious believers would be safe, who are bestowed with the knowledge of Qa'im Ali Muhammad, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. And no one has with him any boon, for which he should be rewarded. It means that whatever he does is for the pleasure of Allah. And he shall soon be well pleased. Imam said that, he will get so much rewards from Allah that he would be satisfied.